Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
So, the wounded one takes...
Good girl.
So,
how much damage did I take?
To one.
27, that will kill. I'm sorry, they've actually only got 4 hit die, now that I remember.
An 11 to the other.
She'll take that.
That means we won't get HP for them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How much damage did I take with the gun?
Nothing, they all missed you. They've only got plus 3 to hit.
How'd I do ya?
The thing that they've got going for them is there's a hell of a lot of these people. Yeah. And the only thing they ever do is on a critical. If I hit normal, I can do a D3 plus 1. Oh, I'm sorry, D3.
Nice. Yep, 3 of them crit on me.
Yep. Steven.
So I'm wondering, where did the dice rate then?
I'm beginning to be convinced he is dumb. You know, every time he attacks me, he seems to...
I'll just do all my sword on one.
Like, okay, these guys do something special. Who do they do it to? Alan.
I rolled the dice right here in front of you.
I'm not fully convinced you're not falling the dice or something.
Because that 13 hit them.
Yes.
Really?
They're naked.
Okay.
Prostitutes.
They're level 4 and have a special ability.
All right. Well, I'll hit.
Well, on the upside, we have 2 people who can cast. Well, at least 1 person who can cast Lesser Restoration.
Well,
like how Jessica memorized it. You did.
We're going against a necromancer. Of course, I memorized.
I'm sure she did.
Thank you. 18 to one of them. Paladin first.
She'll take that.
16 plus 15 is 31.
You're ugly. 31 will kill one.
No. Your face is ugly.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the one that was flanking me. Which is on 3-5, but still. That'll work.
All right, I'm playing Chinese checkers with myself. Okay.
Did you win? Jessica, did yours kill 2 of the others?
They haven't gone yet.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they go on your turn. Speaking of which, what would you like your horse to do?
Pleasure someone?
Normally being swarmed by whores is a good thing.
I'm naked on top of a mountain with a bunch... No, I'm in a... Okay,
so they will attack Steven?
What?
Trainer! No, the number attack, they're just going to grapple and have fun. Hope you don't mind.
Ooh.
They all free join the grapple. Oh, this might actually get a hell of a lot easier.
Suddenly, Steven's Richard turns into a dry husk. No. So I'll make a new character.
This one there, that one.
No. All right. You just become a male.
They have a plus 3 to hit.
In copper.
Yeah.
Gold.
I become a vampire?
No.
No, you become crappy.
You'll hit 1. You do a D3.
Yes, you get a D4 hit die.
She will take 3.
A special ability.
Ooh.
Which Alec!
Am I gonna go?
Which apparently really sucks. It's got Bane.
No,
Alec.
I've decided to skip your turn because.
No, it doesn't have Bane, it has crit on Alec.
Well.
Alright, that one.
No, it wasn't even third range. It was pure 20s.
9.
Misses.
11.
Misses.
Okay.
So they have somewhere between a 12 and a 13.
13.
13 will hit.
Okay, I got 1 hit.
Okay, they have a 13.
Or 12. They could have a 12.
He takes 4.
You will take 4.
You might want to use, like, your holy fire or something.
I'm not going to waste it!
She needs to roll something above a 4!
Yes.
That was just an epic round of fail. There was
my
nothing
roll was
to
a 9!
Alright, well, Ryan, you'll get an attack opportunity on this one as she...
What about me?
Alec.
Alec is crit on some more.
How did they go 2 times before me?
You went on 6.
No, it's only been 1 round so far.
Yeah, and he was about to move them again.
Because
have you taken a round of attacks yet? No.
Okay. Let's just... Ryan, you go after them.
Ryan, one will die. Okay, Alec, your turn.
Okay, I guess I'll stab the injured one, and then I'll stab another one beside me.
Okay. Shut the hell up.
I don't care.
Keep talking, and you won't make it home tonight. You may be a widow here soon, Amanda.
You know, why not? I power attack for 5 as well.
Ryan?
No, you know what? I power attack for 10.
Roll to hit.
Well, at least it helps you guys.
Get it.
13 and... Yeah.
Blork, blork.
Bitch.
Now they go.
Okay.
Can mine go again?
I got a 2. Okay. I only got a 2-1, but I got a 2.
Hey, if Ivan was playing in this game, these chicks actually have a chance to hit him if he was playing a barbarian. Because AC does not matter to barbarians.
No, never. It's not that half my points money goes into getting a higher AC.
They have to get a touch, or actually...
No, they have to hit you.
Oh, okay.
No crits?
Thank you, and no hits either.
Wait, did they have a throwing?
No.
No.
Not with their teeth.
What's the 19 give you?
A 22.
Okay.
It has to be a crit.
One natural one.
Broke attack broken.
She becomes entangled in her gear. She's naked. She misses. She misses. Okay. Nothing this turn.
I feel kind of bad.
Do I feel the rage? Amanda, go.
I'm beating naked women. She gets entangled in her boobs. They were obviously that.
They start going forsaken and start sagging through her boobs. She gets entangled.
Forsaken, the only race where I cannot play a woman.
Clothy Forsakens are okay because you don't see anything.
What? You have to charge or move to do that.
You'll get one swing.
Oh, okay, because we're not hasted.
That's right.
Suddenly your haste senses are tingling.
Hit. Actually, I can't not hit.
What?
He's not haste.
So you attempt to cast it on you and the elemental, it doesn't work.
Gotta go faster for it. Spin around.
Then you spill it everywhere.
Why are you going as fast as I want to go?
He'll take it.
This one.
You drink so much caffeine that you feel the time has stopped.
Okay.
Yep. I'll stop. Just going very
Steven, no.
You feel
yes,
that
Steven. No. Yes. Steven.
No, yes, no. Yes, yes, no.
I'm going to
yes.
wait another 10 seconds.
Alright, skipping Ryan, going back up to Jessica.
I will do my 3 primary attacks on the uninjured one, and then finish off the one that I hurt before my morning star. 12.
We'll hit.
We know where their AC is. Well, the one that I hit before is now dead. We'll just leave it at that. I actually got an 11. I missed.
What?
I love you, kid.
Did you try eating it?
I had something in this hand. I was making this up.
Guys.
Yo, Chinese is Benny.
Remember, Weight Watchers can work for you.
22 points to the other.
Okay.
Ooh, all free 5.
Here?
Yeah.
Ryan!
Into the coffin?
Yes. I'm going to fight from inside the coffin.
This round.
Huh?
You no. killed something for him.
That was last round.
Last round.
You want to hand me a tissue?
Yeah, he's actually at the bottom of the round.
Do you have an issue?
Yes, my nose is a serious issue at this moment.
Don't try throwing it. You know what happened last time.
Ha!
Oh, it worked!
I will primary stab the one this way. Farther, that one, yeah. And then secondary on that one and bite the one near me.
Okay.
She keeps doing that.
Because Frederick's up there.
I'm pretty sure all those hit. In fact, those all hit.
Groundhog.
Yeah. They're all above. Yeah, okay. I don't get...
Even though these brownies are crispy, they are still delicious.
Those are crisp.
Good to hear.
I didn't want any.
I prefer my brownies to be more distant.
They were 19s. It was just 2 17s.
I thought they were nasty.
2 17s and 1 19.
I didn't like my brownies. I thought my brownies were bad.
Hey, they actually tasted pretty decent.
I like the batter. Do you remember? The batter was delicious.
So I think you pondered for a little too long? Or?
The thing is it's supposed to be a 9x9, and ours is a 9x13, so I had to spread it thinner. And so it cooked a lot faster than it was.
The one that's between me, Jessica, and Alec is bursted upon.
The bottom part of it was fine. It's just the top part that was burnt.
Andre, you mulch, you might not bring all the boys in your yard, but Granny's doing.
12.
No, they bring you to the yard.
Six,
and nobody wants 16, that. 18, hey, I'm all that matters.
Times
D4 doesn't multiply. You can't crit on these guys.
Oh, that's right.
The burst will work.
Yes. Okay. So 18 then.
She'll take it.
Okay. And then anyone?
The dagger may be bursting, but it's still a dagger.
Yes, indeed. Nine. And nine.
Of course, it's scary when someone with like a 30 strength wields a dagger.
15.
Do you really, the dagger is to avoid attack opportunity at that point.
Uh huh. No, I can just walk around with brass knuckles on.
27 on that one.
The only reason they're there is to avoid attack opportunity.
Last one. Take 8.
Four. She'll take that.
10.
Because for whatever reason, that. Strapping a piece of metal to your arm makes it so you don't leave yourself open to an attack when you swing.
Yep, that's marginal.
Okay. Top of the round.
My turn.
Jessica.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay. Alright, this is EQ. EQ2. Start pushing buttons to not explode.
I don't know what these do!
I actually figured out the crafting system.
So did I.
Point in that game.
I loved it.
I did figure out.
My favorite part is when I walked in and found dead bodies in the crafting center.
But it's still the beginning of one. Like,
cat fight!
And eventually you do figure out, it's like, oh, okay, that does this, this. I think I actually had to go, like, to the wiki to figure it all out.
This one's also dead. Okay, that one's dead.
The ones that were flanking me.
Okay.
Flanks are for the weak.
Alec.
Okay.
Free five if you want.
No.
This is a deadly encounter, Andre. You need to roll a bunch of criticals again.
I was pretty proud of 3 con being drained from the elf.
This next round, everyone crits.
10.
Wow.
I rolled an 8, and I'm power attacking for 10.
You need to cast Hex on Alec, the one that makes you auto crit.
And then I hit with the other one, because I've got a... Yeah.
Okay. Go get it, whores.
Aren't you power attacking?
I am. That's why I missed.
That's why he missed.
I'm power attacking for 10, so I just one shot.
Wow.
She pukes on you. Horror on horror action? Yeah, okay.
These whores.
She falls unconscious.
Are they killing themselves?
Not intentionally.
She Oh, this is even worse, Steven. Maybe you pass out. We have a wiener.
Wait, what?
That's the name of what I just pulled. We have a wiener.
And what does it do?
Fall unconscious for 1d6 rounds. Will negates. I just think it's funny that she passes out.
She realized she had a penis.
She's a whore!
Apparently she's not that kind of girl. Okay,
She's only for lesbians.
Amanda.
By the way, is this brain or damage?
Damage.
Okay.
She's just draining your blood, that's
all.
So it'll come back.
My blood!
No, it's damage.
I need a cookie!
I don't give my blood for free.
Actually, I do get my blood for free.
So do 12 I. times 2.
When they call me 24. Up and say, hey, we want your blood.
Steven.
I think I actually have a fairly common blood type, so...
I do what I did before. My Morningstar and the Injured.
Or was mine rare? I can't remember.
Yeah, 13
or AD. I don't remember. I don't even know what my blood type is.
All right. The one that is injured is going.
I think I'm B something retardedly common.
That's not common.
28.
Maybe A or something. A I don't common.
Know. Everybody forward.
The blood type everyone wants.
As Ryan.
I may have had the universal... No, I don't have the universal tower. I may have had the universal receiver, though.
Actually...
Where do you want to move?
Go...
Which is actually bad for him.
It's bad for him, but good for me.
It's good for everyone else. But it means he can only get the universal tower blood type.
Yeah.
Get
my aunt actually has this... Cracking one.
Who's here?
Universal.
Mm-hmm. 5. Where's 15?
No.
20.
She has one that.
Is that right?
Can't give it to anybody else.
One stab.
And she can only receive people with her steady blood type.
You're going to get one stab.
AB positive.
You move. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're not.
It's the worst one. And it's like the super rare one.
But that's the universal acceptor. Anyone can give her blood. Because if it detects it's an
that's
A.
That's the bad thing.
No.
She can't have anybody.
Then
she
that's,
has a really crappy one. Like,
there's
no one
either
can give
you
her blood
can't.
Then that is O negative.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Then she would be the universal donator because everyone can accept O negative, but she can only accept O negative.
Yes.
But no, the thing is she can't accept even other things.
Then that is a different blood type. Than is known in humanity.
Oh.
She is a freak and should be put down.
Either she's universal donor or universal acceptor. There's no both.
This
one takes 14.
She will take 14.
I mean, probably is the universal.
She is a freak of nature. Let's just get her and smother her.
Ryan's.
Top of the round, Jessica.
I have the universal donor.
That's probably what
freak of nature.
I just remember that the blood people always
want her
blood.
Oh, that's yes, they always. Yeah. Fairly rare, but the last time they called me, I was on some sort of medicine that meant I couldn't give blood. Because it messed with my liver or something and did something to my blood.
Oh.
And it, like, yeah, this can cause pregnant women to give stillbirth to children and stuff like that.
Oh, they're like, oh, no.
It was crazy effective medicine at getting rid of acne, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Aww. Alec.
There's two.
Let's see if I can get one last grain.
No.
Okay.
There's two left.
Jessica and her two whores.
Hooray. What are
I have
they?
Them in my hands.
What are they? I want to know.
Elf. Human.
Them.
They're under her control.
As long as she concentrates.
Alright, so anyone seriously injured?
I walk over to 25, but I've been down 25 this
I walk over to Stormhammer. Could you maybe... I seem to be lacking a little bit in blood.
He punched out all my blood.
He
punched out
you
my
heal
blood.
Four con.
All my blood!
I thank you.
You scream like a girl. I thought you were tougher than that, and to think the Brotherhood thought you were a threat. Sir! Okay, sorry.
Oh, dear!
I'd like to point out I am a girl.
It starts shouting down the hallway. Yeah, that's my comeback.
I am a girl!
Oh, you want to see my boobs?
Okay. Yes.
I'll just let them return to their coffins.
Okay.
Well, their coffins are over here.
Okay.
That's Jessica leaves. Stab, stab. Bitches. No, I'm kidding. Or am I?
I don't know. I don't fucking care.
Alright, we go out, close the door.
Yeah.
With the ring.
Yes, I have the ring. Oh, we forgot the ring. Go back. We also take a hand, take a head, skin off. Alright, we have a skull, hand, ring. Everyone's gonna find the circle.
It's a shield, I bet.
I return to the other room and check on Tyler.
Actually, at this point, you're probably in the process of stirring, just...
That
could, could you, like, get some part of this for me? Thanks.
And the fire melt said I have to do this for 23 minutes. Exactly.
I don't have a watch. I'm counting insect. Crap, I just lost track.
Okay. There's a door here, and it continues around. It's supposed to be symmetrical, but I'm not an artist. It right now looks like a bad fat cat that I'm drawing with something shooting out of its butt. There are a pair of doors over here.
Fat cat is owned in this house.
Well, I guess we'll...
Wait a minute, is there a door down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go.
I couldn't quite tell.
I suppose we'll go to that one.
Okay.
Not. I'm not near him.
All right.
All right. So let me get the formation.
I will actually. Let's see. If he's at the door, I will stand here.
Don't stand there.
I'm gonna move this.
Just one square over. Five feet over.
One square. I look down at the tiles. Okay.
What? No, they're 5 feet wide. The tiles. They're five.
Holy
feet
cow!
Wide.
These are expensive tiles.
I'm gonna be here.
Okay.
You will all die.
I'm right there.
Watch me fail, and we all die except for me. And
I still have three pennies, so if you fail, I'm going to. Yeah.
Yeah, you fail.
I didn't necessarily fail.
What did you get? Right now, you're hoping that you didn't roll an 18 or less.
Oh, I definitely got over an 18.
Okay.
No, but he rolled.
I am a threat.
I got a 21.
You were back there arguing.
21. You don't find anything.
Okay, I guess
it's not good.
All right, everybody, let's come over here because that door
I'm
is
suspicious,
trapped.
But I didn't find anything.
You think there's no traps there?
I didn't find anything that doesn't
look
change
again.
Anything. I'm not looking.
I can't
look again.
Yeah, as far as he's concerned, he's right.
I can't find anything.
Let's open the door. Open the door.
Is it locked?
I step 5 step.
Is it locked? Should I step?
No, it's not locked.
No.
Kay, you need to step back 5 feet.
I'm fine. Jeez, mind your own.
I grab her and pull her 5 feet over.
You are are you seriously trying to grapple a monk?
Actually, her grapple bonus isn't that much better than mine.
Yeah, we're about the same.
She's not a grapple-focused monk.
Actually, okay, yeah, well, you guys hear a spell go off.
This isn't Pathfinder.
Okay.
Can Jessica make a spellcraft?
Yes, only Jessica can make a spellcraft.
I want to make a spellcraft.
It's not on your spell.
But I'm a ranger.
17.
17, you don't know what spell it is.
I was saying, only have a plus 7.
Yeah.
Like, it's the
okay. So I'm spelling off. Okay. Apparently didn't do anything.
You walking in?
Alright, I'll follow.
Bonk, you guys hit an invisible wall. You guys hit an invisible wall when you try and follow.
Oh. It's up to you.
Okay.
I pull out my bow.
I'll come back to you if I need to be healed, I guess. I'll
support it. I'll give covering fire.
Okay.
As in right here's the invisible wall?
Basically.
Yeah, the door.
Okay, so you two with bows.
I'm still sitting there trying to convince Stormhammer that I'm a threat.
Look at my muscles! I'm so big!
Do you rage and smack him in the face?
Okay.
So what's in here?
This appears to be a small shrine dedicated to some sort of god of death. There's a small door off to the side that has, appears to be storage.
Can I do knowledge local?
Not local.
Damn.
Religion.
I don't have religion.
Oh, you bad. The vigilantes are...
Andre, pull out the violin.
No, no, the mini violin.
It's only got, like, a couple pews, so obviously this doesn't service a lot of people, but the holy symbol is a large... A disc with a skull on it.
So is this a circle
or the skull?
Or both?
Are they detachable?
Yeah.
No.
This is the disc.
Yeah.
It's a disc with a skull on it.
It's a skull emblem, not a skull. Skull. It's part of the artwork.
As in, this is the disc, not the skull.
Well, we have to find the necromancer who's obviously undead, steal his head, and
the trick is he's locked himself inside.
Okay, well, I searched the trap.
No, I've been tempted to make a door for different body parts.
Pull it off,
and it actually is
16,
the leader that you put together, and he comes pops out.
Not any since you didn't mention
that would be funny. Well, they did that in Dragon Age, remember?
And now I will search for random
dwarven tunnels.
Okay.
That moment, you can put together a demon thing. He can give you a prize, or you can kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, that one guy. I never managed to find
the only thing of note is the disc that you have, which is 5 pounds of solid gold.
Oh, it's gold. Interesting.
Yum.
Okay.
Pound of gold, how many coins?
5 pounds of gold.
Did you put that demon thing together in Dragon Age?
Yeah, and then I beat it to death.
I did too.
So did I. I let it go. Anyway.
I never found it.
I didn't get that far.
Okay, well, what now?
I guess that we're done in here.
Little girl in the jail serving area.
Next one.
Yeah, I know.
Rinse and repeat.
Give me a search check.
Morgan approves.
Ooh, you
though.
Made it?
26.
There are no traps on this door.
There's no traps on this door. Open.
Inside is a room much like this, except instead of a bunch of zombie whores, they're now just plain old zombies.
Oh. Okay.
In addition, these ones are semi-active. They're kind of laying there, just kind of vaguely twitching.
Well, you guys stay here. I'll just come around, look for one that has, like, a detachable head or hand.
Looks like they all have detachable parts.
Oh. I'm guessing the hand, because it's not... These aren't really skulls, per se. They're, so I'll just grab a hand. Okay. It moves.
Close the door.
Put it on my crotch. No.
Oh.
Wow.
No,
here.
Unfortunately, this
here,
one's
Jake,
like,
you want it?
Unfortunately,
I still use that.
This looks like the demonic swords in the earlier session. It's now merged with your crotch.
Uh oh.
Hey, you get an extra
like
attack.
Hey, at least now we know what we're looking for. She may like it better. You don't know.
It's true.
You don't know how your wife changed, by the way.
Yes, I know.
We don't know that the city has changed yet. We haven't gone back.
Yeah.
We've been on the rim.
I have. Go back.
Have not.
Liar.
Pathological liar. Next search.
And, Tyler, you are now done.
Yay!
Ba-na-na-na!
Tyler, if we can hang out and talk to the dude.
Yep.
It's a stimulating conversation with an intelligent 6 creature.
Sounds like it.
The door is not locked, the door is not trapped. So Alec, you take 7 con loss.
Bam!
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to roll 1 for each stat. You only lose 1 strength, but you lose 15 intelligence.
Right, I'm a vegetable. I'm going home.
If you could fit.
I take it this is a room full of skeletons.
We'll have to figure out where she needs to go.
No, actually. This room is my favorite room of all the ones I designed today.
Which means we're gonna die.
Yes.
I had the feeling DM deadly. Screwed, so I go get the bard.
It's full of live people.
The bard for coward.
Oh yeah, you're out of haste.
The only way we can get into the door is if we brutally murder a child and then skin its head.
Okay.
Remember, X neutral game.
I put. All right. Before we figure this out, I'm like, Stormhammer. We need to go this way.
Smite. Okay.
No. Before he learns what we need to do.
I heard a good
cracking open. Cracking open this door, you see a room filled with hundreds of skulls. Ranging from human skulls, to halfling skulls, to orc skulls, to... Basically, if you guys have seen, you know, Predator 2, where they had that nice, you know, giant room full of skulls, that's a good image for this room. There's also giant display cases showing off some of his more important skulls, including a dragon skull, a pair of minotaur skulls, and then a skull belonging to what you think is a Baelor.
Wow.
Oh,
a pair
Predator,
of minotaur skulls?
I rented a DVP for the PS3.
Cool.
It's not bad. Not great either.
I hope these aren't recently acquired skulls.
I started arranging the ones loose in the room into a throne.
So, that's what you find. You're not sure which skull you need.
Well, can we go back? I will, with my awesome handwriting, draw a picture.
Okay. You wrote the word skull really nicely.
I did.
Well, let's look and see if any of these skulls have
in
any
comic
sense. Unique symbols or something on them.
Alright, so you guys will be
or
going.
Or if they're made of gold.
Is anyone going around and searching? Should I automatically assume that you all rush in and die? Because that's what Alec wants me to do.
I was going to help search.
Okay, so you are going to go...
I'll rush in head first in the wall, critical of myself.
I'll get to him eventually.
No, let him bleed out. He needs to be taught a lesson.
Alright, anyone else?
I got a 19 on search.
Searching the skull, searching
has
the skull.
Crappy yes, searching. Search, it's not going to help anybody.
So you'll stay in guard.
Yeah.
Stay in guard.
I'm searching. I'm not assisting, I'm searching the skulls while I blow my skull through.
27 well, on search.
I was going to assist, so I'll be assisting him.
Yeah,
he'll
need it.
I do assist.
22. Okay. Okay, the skulls bite back. Found one.
19?
Yeah.
Alright, Alec, you do indeed find a skull that appears to be slightly heavier than the rest, and this one's actually made out of ivory rather than, well, human bone. So it's elephant bone instead.
It's made out of iron.
However, the Mantor skull, right here, since everyone has their back to it, BAM! Floats up and slams you.
Ah. No, it doesn't.
You can just bend it that, because that hit you through. Awesome. Yes, it will hit you now.
It didn't catch me flat-footed.
That's fine, I don't
care.
You
don't have your shield up.
Yeah, I do. I've never deactivated it.
Don't have your shield up.
You take 13 points of damage. Wham!
Nope. I take 12 points of damage.
You take 12 points of damage. You quickly spin around, and you see him smiling, fondling one of the Minotaur skulls. Steven, you're of course sitting there minding your own business.
Building my skull throne.
Did you just throw a skull at me?
She doesn't say anything.
I keep building my skull throne.
He chuckles.
Did I see what was going on?
Nope.
Why would you always use me to create group conflict?
You were the one that found the skull and got the DC 25. Not my fault.
Let's begin for searching.
You just always wind up as it, okay?
I suppose I walk over and smack Steven with the flat of my blade.
Steven, you are flat-footed.
Oh, no power attack, so plus 15. 17. I miss.
I'm flat-footed. Let me see. Yeah, you miss.
Okay, Steven, you turn to see her eyes brimming with red fire.
I free fire back, draw my weapons, and they're like, what the F are you doing, woman?
He begins emanating darkness. Like oozing darkness from him.
The two of us.
I'm just like...
No.
Slightly off here.
Is this an illicit?
I'm holding it. I'm going to pull on
it. Yeah. Alec?
I look over at those two.
Okay. You can see that they are talking to a skull.
Yeah, what's up? How's it going? Doing good? I'm hands.
I pick up another skull third time.
Fairly high wisdom, like, senseless.
Steven, what's your flat footed AC?
22. Wait, I don't get
dodged.
Do I get deflection
bonus? Yes. Yes. You'll take 9 points of damage as a giant Minotaur skull flies into you. BAM!
From?
The stand.
Who?
The stand.
Oh, do I see it came from the stand?
No. You're pretty sure that Kehiane and Ricardo threw it.
I look at them. Are their eyes brimming with evil?
No, but they are talking to skulls.
Did you just tell a skull me? I don't turn my back against her. I kind of look at my shoulder. Did you just saw a skull?
Did you hear anything?
Nope, you hear nothing.
What do I see at this point from them? Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. I've got fairly high common sense. Something is obviously wrong.
Tana,
here.
If you're possessed, please just let me know so I can subdue.
But the real Tana, please stand up. Please stand up.
I haven't really had a chance to set.
And we'll move on to the life, and I'm gonna go over and talk to the undead guy who hopefully is immune to anything. I don't know, are undead immune to possession? Huh.
No, okay.
Anyways, if you're possessed, just go to the corner so I don't have to subdue you, okay?
That's what you look. Oh, that's
you know
what you're doing.
I'm just gonna back away slowly now.
Guitar skull flies off the shelf. Misses. Some skulls rattle off.
Did I see it actually fly at me this time? Or
you saw a wall of force fly past you.
Something is very wrong here.
Obviously, Steven's causing it.
I go over to Ricardo and poke him with my warning. Sorry, not hit him, just gently poke.
Okay, Ricardo. He's possessed, and he is swinging his mace full on, or his Morningstar full on at you. Okay. And you're pretty sure it's the Destruction Warhammer that he picked up earlier.
He didn't
pick up the Destruction Warhammer.
He grabbed it.
We didn't pick it up. We personally didn't.
He is swinging a Destruction Warhammer that he picked up previously.
Okay, remember
you recall that he picked it up.
Like,
when did we do that? I don't remember. He must have picked it up.
Okay. Your reaction to being swung out with the disruption hammer?
I put my dodge on him. Does he swing? I mean, does he hit me?
Steven, go ahead and roll an attack. You're not, you know, you just kind of poke him and he's suddenly going, ah!
I assume it's with my offhand since that's what I'm poking
him. Yeah.
You're 25.
Is it 25 hit you?
With my dodge on him, no.
I start to reach the poke and I. Just because I'm out training my app back against her. So she's gonna poke, and suddenly I keep going, I'm like, move!
You also see him with the Destruction Warhammer. She walks over, and you can see that her hands are beginning to glow with fire.
That's normal.
As she begins flailing at you.
Oh! There's a critical.
I'm
gonna
be into crits.
Before you start critting, since you're attacking the party now, Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You do watch me.
Isn't that shocking?
That's funny. Okay.
Share with the group.
Share with the people at home.
Tell the audience. We will wait until Jessica rolls it, and then I will say what it is.
This is plus...
Instant death.
Not on bludgeoning.
This is also dual, by the way.
So, you think...
29.
Alright, and go ahead and roll your d4. As she punches him...
2 hours of blasting.
She knocks his mind out of sense, and he is disoriented. He has no idea where he is, and he just lost 2 hours of memory.
Do I remember being punched by her just now?
No, in fact, all you know is you've got a splitting headache, and you were outside walking your way towards the dungeon, but now you're inside the dungeon.
No, he's been working on that for an hour, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were just going up on the shack.
we were just leaving the shack.
No, I've been keeping track of time.
It was what, like... Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been down here for a total of 88 minutes.
So yeah, we're just walking
from
up
start
the shack.
To finish.
We're just walking up to the shack, and I'm sitting there now going,
oh, to the shack.
Actually,
yes.
You're about 40 minutes before the shack.
Oh, okay.
So we're still wandering.
He's been reporting since we first had death ward put on us.
Yes.
What's going on?
You can see that, of course, he is emanating dark energy. She's on fire, and she looks like she's bloodthirsty. You two can now see the black ichor that is oozing out of him.
Obviously, we're all possessed, and I just had the devil leave
Amanda?
Me.
Yes?
So, I'm going to try to beat the devil out of them.
Guys, find any...
Since she's more of a God-fearing person, probably easier to chase possession out of her.
Okay, so you're going to beat the hell out of Kehionic.
But at the same time, I didn't think undead could be possessed. Maybe I'm wrong, though, because I don't know much about I was emanating dark energy beforehand. I mean,
maybe he really is just evil. This is just a chance you're waiting for. It's the necromantic layer. I will totally go all out on her.
She's not human or elf.
Really?
What is your AC?
24. Sanders.
Alright, just one hit.
So you do more damage than I do. And I'm already previously hurt.
You're still holding the ivory skull.
I was hurt as well.
Is he just standing there like this?
Okay.
I'm gonna leave the room now.
As you get here, the Baylor skull turns to you.
Okay,
as you swing, you get hit with a telekinetic blast that does a d4 per cast level. I'm gonna need a lot more d4s.
Do you need, what, 20 d4s?
19.
Oh, okay.
8.
You need to put it
right to it. 12.
Actually, if you do as much damage as you did last time, I'm going to
death.
17, that's 6. 23, that's 8.
You can't human or else you can be dead.
26, that's 10. 31, that's 12. 37, that's 14.
Oh. 37.
44, that's 16.
Yes.
Okay.
44.
51, that's...
18.
45. BAM! All four of you do actually see that, though.
Did he just suddenly appear over there?
Suddenly, well, you two had seen her moving. She teleported there and then flew across the room. Slamming into the rack of skulls.
I'm gonna... tap...
Yes.
Let the devils come out of you. Wait, are you a devil?
Yes. But they're still standing over there.
Let your kindred come out of you.
You know, this is really kind of an odd thing to just ask. Was that considered physical damage?
It would have been concussive, so I would take 1 point off for you.
Okay. I've taken 99 points of damage then instead of 100. Yeah, it was kind of a pointless thing to say, but...
Okay.
By the way, I'm going to be demanding your
service. Do they still look like they're looking at skulls?
Right before the
These three do still look like they're looking at skulls, completely ignoring the fact that she just flew across the room.
Yeah, fuck you too, Baylor Skull. Fuck you too.
We're like... I love you! Just let me help!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. As you get pushed to the back of the room. You don't take any damage this time, though.
Did I see that?
The skull is still focusing intently on you.
Did I see him move and then get pushed?
At this point, she is broken out of the entrapment.
How sturdy is the skull?
It's ivory.
Will it break if I throw it?
No, it's ivory.
Okay.
Well, it depends if he throws a full power attack.
I look at the dragon. Does he look confused right now?
Yes.
Catch.
5. Okay, so 1 minus 2 minus
4.
Okay, you've got a throwing at a minus 8. You're looking to do a touch attack, basically.
What's your touch AC?
13.
Because you're just tossing it to her.
Yeah.
Well,
it's easy to hit.
So minus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus actually, 6. It's improvised record, so it's actually
13. You gotta get a 13.
One off.
Okay, we then roll. Please roll a d8.
Wait, just let me double check that.
You don't have Bard Song, you don't have haste.
Well, rare.
1, 2, 3, 4. How very appropriate. Roll a d6.
You're a tad short.
Four.
You throw it to the Baylor. You throw it and kind of like hits the shelf, or got the hand up, bounces off the hands, hits the shelves, flies back, and rolls into the same little stand that the Baylor's head is standing in, and it looks at you. and you can almost swear it's smiling.
If it had flesh and sinews. Don't you have a 40-foot movement?
I'm probably at this point gonna do something. So if he missed, I'm gonna go get the skull. Right. Wait, the skull's right here, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You got it. Skull turns to you.
Which one?
The Baylor.
The Baylor. The Baylor
skull. Okay. Your guys' actions?
I'm still beating on him.
Well, now it's initiative.
I was gonna say, do we need initiative?
Yeah, go ahead and go for initiative.
Because she's been running in circles for a while.
I go on 24.
You don't have to change mine.
Yeah, 19.
You raise it.
16.
You go first.
I'm going to do my two mace. Well, Morningstar hits on you. I'm sorry, I'll explain later! One hit.
Alright, I go down.
Okay.
I have 2 hit points. I'm pretty sure you can do more than 2 hit points.
I can't subdue you!
Ryan.
I'll try subduing him. Maybe the devil will come out? I hit you and you don't take damage?
I must beat the devil out of you.
Take out my staff.
You can beat on him all you want.
I'll always stab you, dude, so I know it won't slow him down.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay. She's gone. Your move.
Let's see. Pass the school. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, I know what I'm going to do next round. I can't grab both, but I can grab you, pull you out of the room. Manacle you.
As I run past, I grab the skull from her and keep running.
You will not be able to do that on double move. Double move is just double moving.
If you move,
I stand here and yell at her to pass the skull to me.
Okay, Baylor's skull turn.
Ooh, cool. That was strange.
What you do is pull out your bow, put the skull on an arrow, and shoot it.
Okay, and then it prepares to do that to you. Okay.
I go on
the monster
manual anyway. We're just kind of going in rounds.
Okay.
All right. So the people who are beating each other.
I'm going to try to grapple with Ricardo.
You get a free attack, Ricardo.
I guess I'll take it.
You hit.
Did you crit?
No.
No.
Okay. You rolled a 17.
What are you attacking with?
Can I assume your dagger?
No, my staff.
Fine, whatever. Got the same thing and we're less.
Nine.
Okay. Ryan, your turn. Get you beating him like a redhead stepchild?
Well, oh yeah, if he hits, it stops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hit.
Once. I have 24. 25 will hit you.
Oh.
No, won't. You have to get a 24. Plus 8.
You can see that he's softening you up so he can eat.
16.
You.
16?
Alright, Amanda, you're next.
It's actually starting to hurt.
Oh,
I'm at
72,
I have 99.
Throwing at diagonals is so weird.
You could move this.
Okay, throw. What's your touch AC?
15.
Okay.
I hit.
Ha! You have the skull.
Okay. The Baylor's probably going to go before me.
No. Goes after you.
Okay. Well, I run out of the room.
Ha! Door slam shut.
Do we see the door shut?
Yep. At this point.
No, I don't.
Yeah. No, not really. Okay. Door slam shut. What just happened?
I think there's this really creepy, demonic looking skull in there.
Oh, that sounds bad. We should get in there.
Yeah, I really hope I just didn't lock us out.
Tyler?
They hurled me against a wall.
Is it a monster manual in your ass?
Psychic. Yeah. Moon powers. Damn, yeah, moon speak.
Go get Sephira. She's a bard. She'll know what to do.
Right. Somehow I feel safer with you holding this, so...
He suddenly puts on his head and comes to you.
I've been waiting for this moment.
This is why I came with you.
All right.
See what about us?
I'm going to try to grapple again.
I was just like...
Ryan, you get an attack opportunity.
Move and speak.
Just miss, please. Just miss.
22?
You miss! I assume a 29, 32 will touch you.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right, let's grapple.
Remember, all of us have absurd AC bonuses against Steven.
You mean attack bonuses?
It's your attack bonus strength.
Yes, I know. It's 15.
15?
Yes.
I rolled higher than that.
Okay.
I have your grapple.
All right, Ryan, he's now in a grapple. You can start sneak attack him now.
True.
If I can actually hit him.
I think there were some flaws in your logic, Steven.
No, because if I can pin him...
You'll probably hit him, dude.
Yeah, he's...
Well, I guess he has minus his dex, isn't he?
Yes, and he's prone.
He had a 22, and then minus 4, so 18.
Yeah, okay. That hits you, then.
And Steven goes unconscious.
We'll see. If not, I'm gonna... 14
plus 4, 18.
I have to hope that the necromancer's not all that scary. He is...
Yes! I saw my hit points!
Okay. Amanda!
Did I just see him run out of...
Yeah, I got it.
Do I see them over there?
Yes, you will now see them.
Just hold still.
I will beat the devil out of you.
I'm trying to help. I don't know what else to do.
There's something special about this corner. I'm gonna be like,
okay,
chicken skulls.
That's the skull.
Alec, you do what?
Sprint. Just curious.
And out a slightly winded Tana and very bruised because you were slammed into a wall and several other nasty things.
So yeah.
We need your help.
I like fire.
What did you do this time?
Skull room. Evil psychic skulls. Locked door.
Slap! You don't make any sense, girl.
You're gonna take an attack opportunity? That wasn't.
that knocks you out.
If she can do 34 points of 35 points of damage with a slap.
I've actually been a pit fiend this entire time.
I've been secretly training her.
You suddenly became Ravagor.
But, okay. Room full of skulls.
Okay, let's go. I'm sure it'll be solved.
Okay.
Alright, Andrew comes with you.
Top of the round.
Nice. You got a buddy.
Yep. Ryan, grapple.
What? Oh. I got a 12.
Yeah,
I'd
win.
Okay.
Your turn. You can escape artist if you want. You can always use that in place of grapple.
Oh. You can cloak a Mont Blanc away.
Or you could sneak attack him again.
He's pinned.
No, he's pinned.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, well, I guess I'll escape artist then. 16.
I got a 33.
Actually, 17, because that's...
that matters.
No,
that's
but
so
it's
matters.
But it's retarded
Amanda?
To use escape artist because that's one less.
I'm gonna start chucking skulls at them.
At these guys?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Just leave us alone! Hold on! Don't do 9 points of damage!
What is the bonus to that?
You actually have penalties to hit since it's a range and they're prone.
Yes, you're gonna have hellacious penalties.
I'm just gonna be like.
Start throwing things at them.
Just throwing at the area, hoping the shards will attract.
Okay, you guys run back this turn. And it's indeed a closed door. The paladin is standing there with an ivory skull. Sergeant Stormhammer's like,
I try to open the door. I see that.
Do you hear awkward noises?
Detect magic.
It is indeed a magical skull. You have to focus a little bit longer to figure out what kind of skull.
I know.
Okay. see, no one's really done anything weird, so the skull is content to,
I'm unconscious, which would work.
The skull will hold.
Freaking Baylor skull. You know, I wish I could say this was the weirdest villa we've ever
met. Maybe we should start chucking skulls at Baylor skull.
Can't hurt. Well, it can, actually.
Yeah.
Telekinesis. You're now...
Okay.
Ryan, you're mannequin.
Okay.
You can skate for it if you want.
That takes minutes, actually.
Take your time.
If you weren't pinned, I'd say
no,
bite him, but...
No, you can get a power drill. Remember that.
Just
hold still!
Okay, Amanda.
I'm gonna start chugging skulls at the Baylor.
Okay, it will slam you into the wall, doing a D4 per caster level.
Getting close to the end of that game.
Can I get some more D4s, please?
I got four.
Oh.
My dad's over there.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
She attacked the skull. It's purely self-defense.
Yeah, that's bull crap. Can we just roll them over here for you?
What if I missed horribly and it didn't look
it
like
it? Doesn't matter. You're throwing it at the skull.
I got 3 2s.
Baylors have a good sense motive. Okay. that's 5, so we're tucking at... Looking at... 10. 15, 17. 20. 33. Let's see that. So I need 5 more. Yes. 34, 35, 36, 37, 40! Bam! As it slams you back into the wall.
Red, blue.
The gray one is Amanda's.
I'm not gonna do that again.
The skull is unhappy. Alright, Alec.
Really?
And Tyler.
Is it really unhappy? It is super unhappy.
Yeah, the skull cries a little.
Alas, Yark. I knew him well. Oh, wait.
You're detecting strong necromancy.
Anything else?
No, not from this skull.
Okay. I walk over to the paladin and see, would it be possible for you to maybe...
I'm out of lesser restorations and I used Lay on Hands on Kehiane.
Battery.
Can I door open if I
subdued our healing individual, so
kick the door.
Sorry.
He does not have a high enough strength even if he rolled a natural 20.
How about smash the door?
Do I have to rage to get through this?
In order to get through his DR, what is your minimum damage?
Let's see.
I assume you will be power attacking because the door will not dodge.
Okay, let's see. Well, power attack.
Can we just move to that wall?
Wait, you can get it now.
Rage is plus additional. So 42 points of damage is my minimum. Raging.
Full power. Yeah, you'll be able to break through in about 3 turns.
Okay.
That sounds good. Do that.
Wait, what's the damage on a maul?
D10.
Is his maul? Oh, well. And bludgeoning wouldn't do anything additional.
Not really. Okay.
I take this turn and basically hog tie him. Oh, actually, that was with a single swing. I have 2 of them, so 84.
Okay, then you'll break through next turn.
That's a 30 on use rope.
Okay.
Yeah. You failed.
You are now a hog tie. You cannot crawl over and bite me. Then I'll stand up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ryan, but this is what I do.
No, it's fine.
Heck, that's
Steven?
They're gonna open.
You'll take 4 points of negative energy as a zombie hand is now latched onto you and draining you.
I have 5 hit points left.
Potions.
Okay.
Yo,
Amanda.
Suddenly, I feel like we might be using the rope trick for something different than getting.
Oh, go ahead and roll the hit.
What's gonna happen here?
I'm guessing 16.
I thought we take it up away from the evil skull room.
Oh, it's just it's like shooting your bow.
Are you hitting me with the skull?
Yes.
It's your attacks.
Come on.
You will hit. Go ahead.
Wait, 27.
Yeah, 27.
Does that include all the minuses?
Oh, what's a minus?
-1, -4. So 23.
Nice.
Am I considered flat-footed?
You would be flat-footed to her, because she has not attacked you yet. You'll do 1 point of damage plus your strength modifier.
+4.
So 5.
I'm at 0.
Sorry.
Obviously, she's also gone wiggity.
I don't have a hit point to this!
Bam! You guys break open the door, and let's see who's the first one through the door, who's the poor son of a bitch.
I don't step through the door.
Ha ha! Paladin does, though.
He's come to rescue us.
Yes, he's a paladin. He has come to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening to him?
You see the skull? You see a Baylor skull shift, since you've probably got some experience with it. Turn and blast him with a force of energy.
Huh. I heard anything about this before? Something like this?
Go ahead and give me a bardic knowledge. So far I'm up to 15, 20, 27.
20.
Only 5 more. Oh no. Yeah, only 5 more.
But that was 6 dice, so that's 12. This is now 18.
Oh, 6. What happened to the 7th? Oh,
I didn't, here. Yeah. Okay, so 30, 41, 44. Takes an additional 5 as he passes through the fire elemental.
Paladin's like, I feel violated.
Okay.
Paladin has gone somewhere where he shouldn't have been.
Alright. Oh. You think you know even which demon this is. This is a semi-infamous, not kind of a joke when it comes to Baylors. You remember a demon... a red Baylor by the name of Baltharos the Clectic. He used his powers to basically collect as much as he could. He was slain in a battle a long time ago. However, his body did not return to the abyss like it should have. If he's got enough energy still left in there, he might actually be able to... his skull, his spirit might still be tied to the skull. So he'd still have some of his spell-like abilities.
Like telekinesis.
Kyle.
Yeah, this room looks like probably something that he actually arranged.
Would burning his skull do something?
Well, right now it's just a skull, so smashing the skull is all you really need to do.
Almost getting to it.
Well, I'm assuming his skull's going to be kind of immune to fire, because that's what they are, right?
Demons are only resistant to fire. Devils are immune to fire.
Well, it's worth a shot. Magic missile.
Make a spell resistance check.
Try again. 22.
You will indeed get through the spell resistance. Thank you for your Benny. Thank you for your generous contribution. All your damage, this is energy, so it will bypass the hardness.
Nice. You roll well with d4s.
That's good. I need two. 19.
Skull will shatter.
See, the bar solves everything.
Steven, you take 9 negative energy damage.
Nope. I'm -9.
Son of a bitch.
The mind maze that you guys were in will now fade. Amanda, you can see that he stops drooling black stuff, although he's slowly withering away at this point.
And you're hogtied.
And you're hogtied. Kehiane's kind of passed out.
Well, when it's my turn, I go over here and heal him.
You remove the hand.
Well, that's what the first thing I'll do is heal him.
I'm going to be like, can I move?
Nice. 26, Steven.
I'm around the corner.
Okay. I think we might want to take some precautions before we fight a necromancer in our condition. Oh my god. They were possessed. Oh.
Wait a sec, come here.
I knew what I had to do.
You heal 12.
Is this the hand that he grabbed earlier?
The zombie.
Are you full health? Okay. Here, hold this.
Well.
Ow.
Give me a second. All in time. Well.
Your rope has now been slashed with the dagger.
Oh,
no, the rapier.
Oh, the rapier.
It's keen. Very sharp.
I don't think you can cut open the manacles with the rapier.
I didn't try.
But he can at least now move. Put the...
You can take to your manacles.
By the way,
I'm not
my greatsword is number 4.
I want to make sure he's not possessed for...
Nice.
He looks fine to me. Ricardo, are you there? Are you going to attack me? How about him? Okay, maybe. Good.
I will. Okay, I'll reach over and unlock the manacles and take them.
You punch him.
I think we should get out of the school room.
I think it's for the best.
Yeah. Hey, I got these on your sharp skill.
So, you don't have any healing spells.
Alright, the GM is going to take a break to go to the bathroom.
What does that mean besides the
office? Right! Okay, no, so after a bunch of lewd text messages.
It was a 3 reply thing. There's
2
replies.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see the ones underneath.
I don't need to see anything about being balls deep in anything.
Well, the second part was funny.
Basically, we will figure out how many charges you guys used on your wands to be able to heal yourselves up before going in and getting, fighting the Necromancer.
Do you mind if I finish off the Cherry Coke, Andre?
Do you want to just use the
go for it.
Last bit.
Go for it.
Are there more?
Yes.
Do you want to use a normal wand?
The light?
I think the idea is to use up the wands until we're ready to go.
Until we're full charge.
So we don't have to sleep.
I suppose. I just like to keep them as backup during combat, because lots of people don't remember to bring potions.
Well, I mean, we're not going to use all of them, I don't think. Hopefully.
Yeah. I've used about half of the...
Moderate?
I've been actually writing the wrong ones down. Okay.
So as it stands, I'm down 84.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean... tabletop game, you know, with dice and stuff, you know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.